understand you have some big plans for the Fairbanks Choral Society.
Stephen, I don't know. Is it that every year seems the most exciting we've ever had? Well, this year really is no exception. It's a very important year for us. It's going to be our first season truly as a Fairbanks Choral Society with two performing groups, the Choral Society, which is an adult chorus made up of students and many members of all ages from the Fairbanks community. And then our second performing group is the Fairbanks Children's Choir, which will be made up of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders with a few monitors who will come from our last 6th grade, and they're going to be 7th graders this year. We're terribly excited about both groups. Susan Regan is the new president of the Fairbanks Choral Society, and of course we work very, very closely with the music department at the university. They give us a lot of support, and so we're thrilled to death with what we hope to be able to offer this year.
On your agenda this year, I understand you have several performances.
We do. The Choral Society will perform on the 9th of December some very beautiful works, a small Magnificat of an Italian composer named Leo, and then from the Advent hymn by Schumann, a work for piano, or for two pianos and chorus with soprano soloist, and our soprano soloist is Tomoko Shibata, who is of course Japanese, but she will come to us from New York, a very, very beautiful singer. I had the opportunity to hear her last year in Carnegie Hall. And then she will also be soprano soloist in the Respighi Laud to the Nativity with other soloists, Naomi Gravdahl and Dan Gullickson, two well-known singers in the Fairbanks area. Then, Tomoko is going to sing an exquisite recital for us on Thursday evening, the 6th of December, the first half. Will feature music for organ, trumpet, and soprano, and Karen Cosmer, who is such an exquisite trumpet player, will join. They will do the Jauchzet Gott, the cantata, and Let the Bright Seraphim and other very exciting Handel arias. Then in the second half, with flute obbligato, she will sing some contemporary Japanese art songs. So we're extremely thrilled to have such an eclectic and, we think, very beautiful recital to offer the Fairbanks public, as well as the major concert in which she will be featured with the whole choral group. Now, but our children are also going to perform this time on the 15th of December. They're doing a matinee, so 11 o'clock in the morning, and naturally, they will do their traditional songs, but they're also going to do something very cute called The Story of Artaban, the Other Wise Man. And Kelly Barsdate will be the stage director. And this is the story of Artaban. He was a wise man who didn't go on the trip with the other three wise men. So we would like to invite all Fairbanks parents and children to come on the 15th of December in the morning. We don't have a place yet because we're looking for a place large enough so we do not have to turn people away the way we did for the two performances of Peter Rabbit in the garden this past summer. Also coming up, the 15th of December, but in the afternoon, our traditional Sing It Yourself Messiah. So it's a very, very busy fall. We hope that area singers in all voice categories will come to our first rehearsal September 10th in the McGowan Room on the University campus and join the Choral Society. And then for all children, boys and girls, grades 4, 5, and 6, the first audition rehearsal of the children's choir will take place on September 15th. So we do ask you to have your child talk to each elementary school vocal or general music teacher. We do get recommendations from all of the schools. We're not trying to keep anybody out, but we do really want your child to be given to us from the individual elementary school.
Do they have to audition for a
class? Yes, they do. that is sort of pre-screening. We ask that the child be interested, want to participate, be able to sing on pitch. We really can't deal with children who haven't quite yet developed their 100% oral pitch capacities. And we can't deal with discipline problems. And we really, when we can't deal also with changing voices, and that will be a few of the boys in the sixth grade. But participation and the desire to participate and a musical voice, and we'll do the rest. We have a very, very exciting new assisting conductor this year. Rose Binniger will join our staff. And Rose has had 26 years experience in all levels of choral music in the state of Mississippi, and she will be the new music teacher at Wood River. And this year, the children's choir will rehearse in the elementary music room at Wood River, and we're very, very pleased to be able to go there.
Will she be able to sing fast enough for last since she's been in Mississippi so long?
I hope so. She's a very, very talented person.
Let me jump to the spring semester. Do you have plans for the spring semester?
Well, I just thought the fall was exciting, but through the distinguished professor, guest professorship, through our chancellor Patrick O'Rourke, we have been given funding, and we means David Stech, who's head of the music department, to have his favorite organist, and for me to have my favorite choral director, come to Fairbanks the week that ends the 10th of February, and we're going to have an all-city organ and choral festival. Our guest choral director is Lloyd Fouch, who is head of all the choral activities at Southern Methodist University and a nationally known choral director and composer. Lloyd is coming, and he's going not only to treat us to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of choral activities, working with new music, and everybody who sings in Fairbanks is invited to join us, but on the Sunday at 4 o'clock, when we have our organ and choral concert, we will premiere a new anthem for organ, SATB chorus, trumpets, and I think timpani as well, which Lloyd is writing for us, and it will have national publication. So we're very, very excited that not only do we have Lloyd Fouch coming, but we will be able to premiere a work written by him for us on that day. And then it goes on and on what's going to happen this year. On the 14th of April, the Choral Society will do, and I say this probably, two American premieres, two works for chorus and organ, the first by von Reznicek, and many people will remember that the symphony played a von Reznicek symphony. We will do the Vater Unser, or the Lord's Prayer, by Reznicek, and then, well, I've just come back from Berlin, and I was shown there, and it is hot off the press, the ink is still wet, a newly discovered and published mass by Brahms. And this is a marvelous discovery. And unless somebody sneaks in ahead of us, we will do the American premiere of this newly discovered Brahms mass. So it's the most exciting season. I thought last year's was, but surely this year's is even a step ahead of what we did last year. I'm not quite sure, but it will be fun to try.
I've jumped over. Is there anything that you'd like to add in here to put in?
I would only like to reiterate that everybody is invited. The Choral Society is a group of students and community people of all ages. We have from junior or seniors in high school all the way up to people who are in their 70s, and if you want to be in your 80s and come, you'll be welcome also. You come on the 15th, I'm sorry, you come on the 10th of September at 7 p.m. to the McGowan Room in the Fine Arts area, the music department, and we will meet you and welcome you, and everybody is invited to join. We have a group of between 80 and 90 people. Some of them are singing in larger groups for the first time, and some of them are really absolutely professional. We have a place for everybody. It's a place to learn, and it is a place to enjoy singing.
Even those of us who can only carry a tune in a bucket.
Well, I hope that it's a pretty full bucket.